Hey, Arda, did you watch The Clone Wars yet?
No.
Why haven't you?
Isn't it a show for kids?
No, it isn't. Why do I watch it then?
Because the animation is kiddie?
No, it isn't. Fine. Why don't we let today's episode be the judge of that?
Okay.
So welcome back, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of I'll Be Good for Kids with your host, Arda Patel and...
Arda Patel.
And we're going to answer the question today, because I got good response for the Mandalorian episode. Why don't we do an episode on the Clone Wars? So, without further ado, subscribe to I'll Be Good for Kids.
And share.
Like.
And respond.
You know, Arna, I don't think I should give you all this. You are very bad. All right, everyone. Enjoy today's episode. So, like, Arna, what's your favorite episode in The Clone Wars? Like, before we get into, like, the podcast itself, what is your favorite episode?
I think my favorite episode was in Season 7, I think. And it was when Ahsoka was fighting Darth Maul.
Yes, the Clone Wars, I would say, is an anthology series, guys. If you just want to know what Clone Wars is, I'm going to give, like, a little brief sign. It's, like, an anthology series that follows the events after Attack of the Clones and before Revenge of the Sith. And it follows all the events, like, what happened, but it's not chronological. And there's a list that provides the chronological order for all the episodes, but if you want to know that, I'll paste the link in the description if you'd like to, you know, take a look at it and watch it.
So, Arif, here's my question. What character do you like in the Clone Wars?
Okay. I would have to... You know what? I'm not gonna say. We're gonna talk about it later in the episode. Like, while we talk about, you know, all the characters. Like, Ahsoka, Darth Maul. Ooh, spoilers. I'm not gonna spoil you guys too much, but it is... We have a little bit of detail if you guys want to know. So, yeah. But, like, my favorite arc, Arno, would be... I could tell my favorite arc. My arc is... Must be the Umbra arc in Season 4. It was so cleanly designed and so cinematic that you thought you were watching a movie. And that's the thing about the Clone Wars. The animation changes from season to season and making it much better every season. Including the directing, the lines, it all comes out much better throughout as the seasons progress. So yeah, we just wanted to talk a little bit about Clone Wars. Sorry, we just got really geeky at the moment. But, you know... We are going to now get into the podcast. Hope you guys enjoy. See you later. And we'll be right back after a short advertisement from our sponsor, Anchor.fm. Stay tuned. We'll be right
back. What makes The Clone Wars so good is just a variety of topics it covers. Just because the show is called The Clone Wars does not mean that every episode was about The Clone Wars. A lot of your episodes were sure, but you also have had plenty of episodes about the Jedi themselves and politics. This show makes the politics of the Star Wars universe actually interesting, unlike the prequels. Even clone-focused episodes weren't necessarily about the war. And some episodes were just straight up and nothing to do with bigger Star Wars universe in general. For example, all the stuff with Darth Maul was its own thing.
Yes, guys, and that leads to our next point. Darth Maul, one of the best characters. There's this character in the prequels who barely got 25 minutes of screen time, who got so elaborated in the show. Like, there's so many stories involving Darth Maul that had nothing to do with the Clone Wars as a whole. Because of the variety of stories, not one episode felt like a filter to me, which would definitely would have said when I was younger. But when I was younger, all I wanted out of the show was the lightsaber duels and the big battles. But that's not how I feel anymore. I've grown up, and I enjoy every episode. And every episode is amazing. But I wouldn't call, like, some of these episodes bad. Even the worst episodes are kind of fun to watch. Some episodes had a little bit of physical conflict. Some were more philosophical. And speaking of, at the start of every episode, there's a little quote. And I don't know if it's from actual people or not. Can you, like, let me know? That basically gives the advice of a wise man. And relates directly to the episode. So it gets you, like, starting, like, on this, oh, God, this episode's gonna be great. I wonder what this quote means in relation to the episode. Like, that's the thing. These quotes are basically hints about what each episode would explore.
What's also great about the Clone Wars is how much the show improves as it goes on. Visually, the first season looks the worst. I noticed that sometimes the animation comes off as a bit stuff, and this kind of continues into the second season. Come the third season, however, you can see the big improvement of the budget. This is easily noticeable once the design of the certain character changed. The animation and the visuals in this fifth and sixth season is partly are really good. So good, it feels like it's a movie budget at times.
And yeah, bouncing off Arna, like, the seventh season had one of the best lyrics ever. I would say they had, like, they used, I believe, motion tracking, right? Arna, to do the Darth Maul versus Ahsoka, they had, like, motion tracking sensors on the person's body, if you guys know what I mean. And they said they hook it onto themselves, Arna. And they filmed the fight. But it's the guy who actually played Darth Maul in the movies doing the actual fight. It's not an animation. They took actual people because that's why it looks so real in the show. So that's what you were telling me earlier today, weren't you, right?
Yeah.
So that's why. That's why I didn't want to tell you then because I wanted to explain a little bit here on the podcast. So I hope you guys understood that. It just uses visual tracking of the body. And back to the work. I was talking about the anthology series, and this is what I'm trying to talk about in this part. I also love how each episode flows with each other. The Clone Wars is basically an anthology series, and not every episode is in chronological order. As you can tell, sure, but it's nothing that ever took out of the experience. I also recommend starting in the chronological order, because the transition and the later budgeting of the seasons might actually make something interesting for you guys to watch. And also, because it's just so structured, there's never only one main character. Sometimes Anakin, sometimes Obi-Wan, sometimes Darth Maul, sometimes Ahsoka, sometimes even R2 and D2. However, there are three characters that I like to say, yeah, this is their show. Anakin, Ahsoka, and Captain Rex. Ahsoka and Rex are among the best characters in the show, and the franchise to be introduced in the best way ever. They are basically, growing as a character, seeing Ahsoka grow was so good. And Captain Rex didn't develop as much, but I feel like Captain Rex is more of like a father figure, a uncle to basically say to Ahsoka. He taught her everything she knew. And we can see Ahsoka progressively get more mature, more understanding of like the world around her. What's going on? What is this battle, this war that's going on around me? And the politics, and that's what it really is. And then Anakin. We see Anakin's slow descent into the dark side. I'm going to give you a little Easter egg here. If you could see it in his armor, in the first two seasons, you can see that the armor he wears around his neck area reflects the same armor he wears as Darth Vader. I just wanted to put that out because I just noticed that right now. You know what I'm talking about, right, Arna?
Yeah.
Like that armor he wears around his chest plate. Yeah, it's his chest plate. That was the word I was looking for. And then we see his slow descent to the dark side, and how he notably becomes more aggressive as the show goes on. As you can see in the beginning, he was more of that lighthearted character. He was like, all right, I'm going to do this. He was a really rad, cool character. He's just going to go in and do it and then come out, like, live with, like, flames running around him. Like, you know what I mean? Just looking cool and all. But then as we go into the later episodes, we see that his qualities become more aggressive. First of all, we see him beat down in season 6. We see him beat down Rush Clovis. And I'm not going to give detail. Rush Clovis was basically his banking officer who liked his wife, Padme. And he basically beat him up and on the floor. And we saw the dark side of him just, like, going at it. He wasn't stopping. He couldn't control himself. He was just going at it. So that's what I'm trying to say. We begin to see that behavior as we go later into the episodes. And that's how we see he becomes to Darth Vader.
The Clone Wars is a masterpiece, but it's not without its flaws. Nothing is. Again, the animation in the first and maybe second season can be a bit off, but there's one real criticism I have to go give to the show. It's how much of a joke it's made General Grievous to be. He's not threatening at all. He's really giving an opportunity to shine, which is a shame because pretty much every other major villain in the series does.
And I want to really say something, but, you know, I know that most of you are younger children, and children, the word children just came out wrong. You guys are just younger audiences. I understand that. And if you guys are on the older side, like the 10+, I would say the show is amazing for you guys to watch. There are some topics that, you know, are very relatable to the world, like slavery. We learn about slavery. We learn about torture, how... This is like war. This is a war. You would learn about all these topics that, like, you know, that are not suitable for the younger audience, but that's what I'm trying to say. It's all about, it's real war. This is just, you're taking all these events from real life wars, actually, like World War II, you have the Vietnam War. You can see the, all those elements being placed into the show. And that's why this is more of like a show that shows all the characteristics of all the wars and all the ideas from media and the real world come into one. So that's what I'm saying, that you should watch the Clone Wars, but only when you're old enough. So I would say when you're in that like teenage zone, I would say this show is perfect for you to watch. And you'll get a better understanding of how the politics and war goes on. And how some people are very corrupt and greedy. And that's how it reflects into the politics as well of this war. You want to bounce off anything or another?
No. Oh, you would tell me what's your favorite character.
All right. Okay. So now that I've talked about the characters, Ahsoka, Darth Maul, Captain Rex, Ahsoka, Obi-Wan, I'm going to say it's Obi-Wan. And let me explain. Obi-Wan is so sarcastic in the series. You cannot go 5 minutes without making some sarcastic remark about someone around him. He literally can make a sarcastic remark, pull it out of his head and say it. It's like he pulls these sarcastic jokes from, like, he has this stuff in his pocket. I'm just saying, Arna. Oh. So, what do you want us to say in conclusion? You just want to wrap everything up?
Yeah.
So, what do you want to say about the Clone Wars?
In conclusion, watch the Clone Wars.
Definitely. So, that's today's episode, guys. Hope you guys enjoy. Hope you guys, like, took that an interesting outlook on the Clone Wars and how, you know, maybe it's like the Mandalorian. Is it like the Mandalorian? Is it not? You know, I was thinking, why don't we do a debate episode? Since we just covered the Mandalorian, we covered the Clone Wars. Why don't we do a debate episode? The Mandalorian versus the Clone Wars. Which is the best? Let me know if you guys want to watch that. And if you just want to subscribe, leave a voice message. And what else, Arna?
See you in the next episode.
Bye, guys!